Okay, well, I always try to present something new at the gatherings that I haven't presented before. After 14 years of gatherings, it's getting a little bit more difficult each time. Like last night, I probably for the 20th time told about how I met my wife, might have for the
25th time.
Who's counting? For the old timers here, they probably thought, oh, there he goes again. But anyway, we always try to present something new, and so I thought, well, what can I present this time? And I was thinking, and the solution was brought about by little Susie Q over here again, is that I was talking, presenting our first group meeting that we had on Soul Contact when we started the local group here a little while back, a couple months ago. And she asked me a question. And the question could only be answered if I revealed one of the keys that hadn't been revealed yet. So I kind of give a short answer on that. And then I thought, well, since this is already out of the bag, I might as well present it at the gathering as the new thing. So that's what we're going to do. This is an interesting key in the fact that it's on two different keys list. It's a key of knowledge and also a key of eternal life. And I'll explain how it's two keys as we go along here. But first of all, let's go through some hints here. The key is found in the first chapter of John. And I'm going to read it to you, see if anyone can figure out what the key might be. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. Oh, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. That's actually a mistranslation. It should read, all things were made by it, meaning the Word. And without it was not anything made that was made. And this is the way the Concordant New Testament translates it, which is, I believe, to be the most accurate. They've gone through and they've translated the Bible, not trying to put all prejudice aside, just trying to figure out exactly what it actually said, and translating it as literally as possible without worrying about how good the English sounds or how it reads, even if it's clear. Sometimes it isn't very clear because it's just translated quite literally, and then in regular Bibles it's translated so, you know, maybe easier to read, especially the modern English versions. Okay. Anybody got an idea of what light comes
God
from this?
All words are God. God has the Word.
God is.
All okay. Words are God.
You were at the meeting, weren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. If you're at the meeting, you can't say anything.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, did you say that?
Okay. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God.
Vibration.
Where's the key in there? Yeah, Michael.
I think if we look at Word as energy that is conscious of itself, or energy that is consciousness as well, and thinking in terms of pure spirit, and Blavatsky's definition, spirit is matter vibrating at its highest level, matter is spirit vibrating at its lowest. So the Word starting out very high, and then those different frequencies condensing or moving into different forms on different planes.
Okay, that's a pretty accurate description of the process.
Read it one more time. In the beginning was the Word.
Okay. Try to figure out which one is the key phrase. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. What's the key phrase?
The Word was God.
The Word was God. Okay, that is the key. The key is the Word was God. What does that mean? What in the world does that mean anyway? The Word was God. Now in the Greek it reads logos. And it's interesting, the planetary logos is the planetary god. The solar logos is the god over the solar system, and so on. So it's interesting that that goes along with the key here. But what does that mean, that the Word was God?
Vibration is existence, and life is a symphony.
Yeah.
Thing we say, if we say it kindly and with, we are part putting out God's Word. Mm-hmm. So God's Word is the highest vibration, and so it's a lesson to always put out the highest vibration.
Okay, let me put it this way. Christ was called what? What was one of his names? He was called the Word.
The Word made flesh.
Okay, and you're supposed to be like who?
Christ.
That makes you what?
The Word.
That makes you the Word also. And the Word was what?
God.
What does that make you?
God.
Okay.
So all we have to do is walk around and say words?
Okay, the Word was God. That's, it takes some interesting contemplation. Now, the reason this is two different places in the keys is twofold, is that what I will give you today is the knowledge about the key. Once you have, and that is a key of knowledge. That's something to contemplate and to get some inspiration from. But then once you understand this key, once you have it, once you understand how it works and can apply it, then you have the final key to eternal life. So this is the 12th key of knowledge and the 12th key of eternal life. So it's a double key, because right now you won't understand it completely. No matter how clearly I present it, I don't understand it completely yet. So, but once it's understood and absorbed, then it becomes the final key of eternal life. Then you have power to continue your life, extend it to any length of time in the physical, or go to the other spheres and extend your life there. So you have the key of knowledge and the key of eternal life.
Do you have to have all 12 keys?
What say?
Do you have to know all 12 keys?
Yeah. Okay. But this is the final one. Once you understand this one, once you understand all the others, then you'll finally understand the key of eternal life. Okay, so we're going to talk about this as a key of knowledge. And I don't expect you to go resurrect yourself afterwards. If somebody does, I would say they're a pretty good student.
Or a pretty good teacher.
Yeah, right. Okay, the Word is God. What all are words? What does it mean by a word? If Christ is a word, well, what does that mean? What does it mean that Jesus Christ was a word, or that Brian Smith over here is a word also? What does that mean? Is a word just words, or is it maybe a little bit more deep than that? Yeah.
I've done some thinking on this, kind of along the line of what you were talking about, but, with Christ being the Word, and then you consider compassion, charity, long-suffering, it's almost as though the Word in its full purity would describe what or who the individual is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, in the Hindu religion, it teaches that God himself spoke forth a word and created the whole universe. The whole universe was created with a word. And what is a word? A word is a sound. Now, they've got these machines where you can they can vibrate a certain sound and have like make iron filings on it, and it creates all kinds of interesting patterns. The Om, for instance, will create some fantastic patterns once it's uttered. And so when I first saw this, I was up in Canada and went to this science display thing, and they showed this, and they vibrated. They have these iron filings on this plate, and they made a vibration underneath it, just a sound. All it was just a single sound, and the different sounds they toned made these filings go in these beautiful patterns. And it dawned on me when I saw that, wow, that's like, you know, I was always wondered the significance of God saying a word and then creation appeared. And when I saw all those patterns appear from just one simple sound, I thought, wow, a sound is more than a sound. A sound is the power to create.